Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Praise God for this new day. I thank you for joining me. Today's date is January the 26th at 8 a.m. Tell Them Ministries is live on the radio. I give God the glory, honor, and praise for allowing me to be on again this morning to share a word straight from Him. I believe that it's time for change, and God is allowing different resources, to be used in this time to reach His people, and we're going to reach all people. We're going to reach the lost at any cost. I thank you for those that are joining live and those that may listen to the rebroadcast on podcast. I just bless God for you, and I pray that this teaching, this time of reflection, the time of clarity, will just open up some things for you that you may not have known, or it may bring you an aha moment or something you may not have thought about. Before we get started, let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I give you all glory, honor, and praise. I thank you for this day that we've never seen before. I thank you for the opportunity to come before you to hear what thus saith the Lord, to expound on your word, to touch and agree, to understand, and to get clarity. I bless you, I bless you, I bless you. I thank you that you've forgiven us of our sins and our shortcomings. In the precious name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for joining Tell Them on the Radio with Apostle Gloria Hawkins. This morning we're going to be looking at some things. Last week we looked at prayer and the importance of prayer and what we must do in order to get our prayers answered. And a lot of people think they can just do it any kind of way. So many people in the body have gotten very raggedy with their prayer life. They've gotten very raggedy with their walk. Their lifestyles are raggedy, and God is not pleased. And I pray that we are able to open up some things and understand that it's all about holiness. It's holiness or hell. And I'm not trying to go to hell, and I want to take as many people with me to heaven as I can. So I thank God for this time to be able to share. We're going to be looking at Isaiah 58 is our foundational scripture. Today is about fasting and prayer. So many times we go through life and all we want to do is just pray, and that's fine. We must pray. The scripture tells us men ought to always pray. But how many of you know sometimes it takes a little bit more? God wants to see us do a little bit more. And this is not what God does. This is what we're supposed to do. We are to fast and pray. So this morning I give God honor and praise. If anyone wants to comment or have something to add, please press 1 and I can bring you live. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. When we look in the scriptures, and I've heard this said several times to me, that we don't need to pray. It doesn't take all of that. And then when you talk about fasting, oh, we don't need to fast. That was in the Old Testament. We are not required to do that, but I say the devil is a liar. We have fasting, the Old Testament, the New Testament, and so many people are such a stickler to try to enforce this, and I ask God to forgive them because they're doing it wrong. They're using these two right here to hold people in bondage and make it so legalistic. All you have to do is give them the word of God, and He tells us to fast and pray. If Jesus fasted, and we are supposed to be His, we are supposed to be sons and daughters, We said, well, Jesus is my big brother. Well, if your big brother is doing it, why aren't you doing it? There shouldn't be any argument. There shouldn't be any debate. He says we should fast and pray. And corporately, individually, however we do it, we are to do it unto the Lord. We see so many times people say, well, I'm on a fast. Why are you telling everybody? That's supposed to be a private time, a private thing between you and God, and the world does not need to know it. And he even tells us that in Scripture. Now, if you're on a corporate fast with your church or your ministry or a couple of friends come together and say, we need clarity from God. We need something from God. We need to kill that thing that's in us. We need to hear God. Go on a fast. Dedicate that time to God. It is amazing to me how people want to go and I'm going to lay hands on the sick. I'm going to pray for this. Well, the thing about that is if you haven't spent any time in prayer and fasting with God, in prayer and doing what you're supposed to do, how are you going to go into the world and expect results in the world? You need to pray, be with God before you go to pray for people. Otherwise, you're just as a clanging cymbal. Now, when we look at Isaiah 58, and I see right now that this is going to go for a while. We're going to go through the whole chapter of Isaiah 58. It may take a couple of weeks. It may take longer, but we're going to do this until God says do something different. Amen? Isaiah 58 talks about cry aloud. Spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching God. Right there, you're seeing right there what God is saying. People just take delight in knowing me. That's what they're saying. They say they want to know my ordinances. They say they want to know my ways. But what are they doing to find these things out? What are they doing to know me? And then he goes on in verse 3, wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not. Wherefore have we afflicted our souls, and thou takest no knowledge, behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure and exact all your labor. The day you are saying you're on a fast, you're still doing business as usual. Nothing has changed. You haven't afflicted your soul. You haven't denied yourself anything. You're still going, doing whatever it is you desire to do. You're still talking the same way. You're still doing the same thing. You're still involving yourself in the jokes around the water cooler. You're still watching the things on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all the social media feeds. You're still keeping the world, you're bringing the world into your time that you say you have set for God. Now, I do understand we do go to work when we're fasting. We do have to live. We do have to take care of our families. We have to do some necessities in life. I understand that, and God understands that even more than I do. But even in that time, you must be mindful of what you're doing. Everybody said, well, we're going out to lunch. You want to go? Well, no, not today. I'm not eating right now. You don't have to tell him, well, I'm not going to lunch because I'm fasting. Shut up. Sit down. Everybody doesn't need to know that, because right there you want somebody to pat you on your back. Oh, girl, oh, man, I got to give it to you. You're so holy. You're so this. You're so that. You fasting. Okay? You fasting. But the only one that needs to know is God. He's the only one that needs to see that. That's why when you go through the scripture, it tells you, wash your face, anoint your head, do not even appear to be fasting. Because if that's the case, you've already received your reward from the pats on the back, the acknowledgement of people. So therefore, whatever you were seeking from God has just become null and void, because instead of you waiting for God to reward you, you've accepted the reward of man. And I really believe that's why so many people are discontented. They're frustrated. And they're not understanding why. It's not what somebody else is doing. It's not even that God doesn't hear your cry. It is something you are doing. If you're going to fast, remain focused, remain obedient, repent of your sins. Because if you go through the scriptures, God even tells prophets and people who are talking about fasting, if you still have sin in your life, I will not hear your prayers. I will not take notice to your fast, because you're coming to me dirty. You're coming to me with blood on your hands. You're coming to me and you haven't done the necessary steps to let the blood wash you, to make you clean, to come into my presence. Now, when you look at verse 4, behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? God is asking these questions. Is it not to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and acceptable day to the Lord? What are you doing? You're going to do all of these prelude to your fast, and you're going to walk around with your head hung down for people to notice you? You're going to wave a banner. Oh, I'm fasting. I'm fasting. No, stop. That's not the type of fast God has called you to. And then he goes on. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. These are questions. When you are fasting, you deny your own flesh. You deny your own will. You deny your desires. You're fasting for revelation. You're fasting for chains to be broken, for people to be delivered, for healing to come. What are we fasting for? Are we fasting for a house, car, money? What are we fasting for? We need to get out of the world system when we're fasting. I've heard it said so many times. Well, I need a new car. I'm just going to fast and ask the Lord to make a way for me to get a new car. Are you going to be taking people to church in that new car? Are you going to visit the sick in that new car? Is that new car to help you to go forth in ministry? What do you want that new car for? or you just want it because somebody else got one. We need to check our motives, people. We need to check our hearts. We need to understand what God is telling us to do. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rear guard. When you're doing it God's way, God got your back. When you're doing it the right way, God hears your prayers. He hears your cry. He sees your sacrifice. God will reward you when you're doing what he has called you to do. God will reward you when you're spending time in prayer with him. And even with prayer, he said, go into your secret closet. Why are we making such a spectacle out of the things of God? Why? And we wonder why the dead are not being raised. The sick are not getting off of their sick bed. We still got people hungry. We still got people broken. We still got people in all manner of situations of life. Why? Because the body is not doing it the way God said do it. We want to do our own thing when we want to do it, how we want to do it, and it is not pleasing to God. If we're not praying to please God, if we're not fasting to please God, what are we doing? Oh, I spent 3 hours in prayer. Oh, I spent 4 hours studying my word. Oh, I went to 4 services on Sunday. I'm in revival all week. You're doing all of the work, and it's not producing nothing but a tired body, and people are seeing you. Oh, yeah, I see Apostle so-and-so was in the church. I saw them. Well, they're so committed. Well, praise God, they're so committed. Mm-mm. Stop. Stop. You're asking for trouble when you do that. You're asking for trouble, people. Now, God will tell us what to do, when to do it, how to do it. It is not for us to broadcast to the world. Now, when after the fast, whether it be a 1 day, miss a meal, 3 day, 21 day, 40 day, whatever the amount of time that God has told you to fast, and you start moving in the things of God, and you start seeing the results, and somebody come to you, your mentee come to you, or someone that you're mentoring or you're teaching, and they're coming to you because they're going to come. They're going to come and say, wow, I want to be able to operate in the things of God with like that. I want to be able to operate with that kind of anointing. What must I do? What can I do to get to that place? Because you can't sell it. You can't do it. You can't box it up. That's when you say, well, baby, son, daughter, sister, whoever it is, baby, you must spend time with the Lord in fasting and prayer. You must spend time doing these things, these steps. God already has the steps in place for you to get to where you want to be. He already has the steps for the anointing. He has the steps for you to be the greatest you that you can be for God. Be mindful. This is that God might get the glory. This is not for Apostle Gloria to get the glory. This is not for anybody to get the glory. Yes, you did an awesome job. You may bless God. Thank you so much. I thank God that he used me. Take no credit. Take no credit. That's a no-no. It's not about you. It's about God getting the glory. Again, if there's anyone on the line who would like to add to this or share a thought, please press 1 and I can bring you live. When we talk about an individual prayer and fasting life, you must prepare for it. You must go before God. When you look at the things that are going on in the world, God, what would you have me do? How would you have me do it? Seek God for the fast before you fast. You missed lunch today. Oh, well, I'll just count that as a fast. No, you just missed lunch. I skipped breakfast today. Oh, okay, so I'm going to use that time that I skipped breakfast as a meal that I fasted. No, you know you don't normally eat breakfast anyway, so why is today different? Because you want to cut corners. Stop it. We cannot cut corners when God has called us to do something. He doesn't cut corners when he allows his anointing to move you in a service in his home. What would we do if God cut corners with us for what we've been praying and asking for him to do? If he cut corners and you know, did it halfway, well, they're praying for this, but I'm just going to give them just a little bit of it. You're going to be disappointed. You're going to be hurt. God didn't hear my prayers. He did this, but he didn't do that. We do it. We do it. I heard one of my sisters the other night talking that when God tells her to do it or not do it, that's what she does. If he tells her, no, you cannot have this, she doesn't do it. And I think all of us have that those things in our lives that we can say that we have truly turned over to God. And if he says, don't touch it, we won't touch it. But then there are times when he's called you to a three-day fast, whether it's, like I said before, to miss a meal or a day. And somewhere in there, you know God said from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., nothing but water. Nothing but water. Well, you know, I've got to have my morning coffee. Your morning coffee, oh, that's got more water than anything else. And you know I can't drink my coffee black, so I had to add a little cream and sugar. You just busted your fast out the water right there. Because you're trying to justify and compromise and cut around a corner that God told you to do, stay straight on. Because he tells you to straight and narrow. But we want to make excuses. Oh, I was feeling so lightheaded at lunchtime, and I needed a little something, so I drank some juice. But you said God told you to do a day of water, a day of water, a day of fasting. Well, I take so much medication, I got to eat something. Okay, and I don't have a problem with that, and neither does God. But you know, whatever is going on in your life, God already knows about it. Because when you look at Isaiah 58, it tells you in verse 8 that when you do it the right way, according to him, that the light will break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. I'm not telling anybody not to take their medications. Do not tell anybody, well, Apostle Gloria said, I need to fast and I need to stop taking my medications. The devil is a liar, because that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying whatever you have going on in your life, seek God for. Seek him for his direction. Seek him for clarity. People may question the type of fast you're on. Well, if you weren't running around running your mouth about the fast you were on, you wouldn't have people criticizing you. You wouldn't have people picking apart what you say God has told you to do. They're picking it apart because you're running your mouth. I believe this. This is what I believe. When it comes to fasting, that is a personal thing between you and God. There are those that will make it religious and legalistic. There are those that don't agree with it, and those that do. Now, if you're in a church body, you're in a ministry, and the leader calls for a corporate fast, the guidelines that God has downloaded to them are the guidelines that need to be followed. Then most people who are compassionate and understanding will tell you, okay, you have to take medications. Wisdom would say, talk to your doctor. Don't just stop taking your medication. And if you're in that state, go to God. God, I want to do this fast. I want to follow my leader. I want to be able to turn down my plate. And a lot of people who won't do it, they might be in fear. They might be in doubt. It could be a number of things. But before you do it, check with your doctor. People that are on blood pressure medicine, diabetes medicine, there's so many medications that require food to be eaten before they take it. But when you are fasting, God will heal your body. God will deliver you. Don't keep saying, well, I can't fast. I can't do this. I can't do this. God will meet you where you are. God will give you clarity and directions on what we must do and how we must do it. He may tell you the fast is the Daniel fast. He may tell you, you know, no sweets. That's between you and God. Whatever that you're doing that will cause some kind of affliction to your flesh, fast it, get rid of it. Whatever that pleasure, that extra pleasure is, that is going to cause something to happen, get rid of it. What kind of sacrifice are you willing to make to God to receive the bountiful blessings, to receive the anointing, direction that you need to go forth and do what he said do? I see right now, as I said, we're probably going to be going on with this for a little bit longer. We can expect to look at this again next week. This morning, we got to verse 8 in Isaiah 58. I encourage you to go back and take a look at it and just spend some time with God and finding out what he would have you do. There are a number of scriptures that talks about fasting and praying. Again, this morning, this is Apostle Gloria Hawkins with Tell Them Ministries on Blog Talk Radio. You can find me on Facebook, Gloria Hawkins. You can find Tell Them Ministries on Facebook, and you can also find us via the web at tellthemministries.com. I am on Facebook. I am on Instagram as the Preaching Lady. And I am on Blog Talk on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. I ask that you join us again next week for another biblical and foundational teaching. We will continue talking about prayer and fasting. I bless you. I pray that God will continue to bless you, give you clarity and understanding, and that he will bless you with traveling mercy in the precious name of Jesus. I thank you that you did not consider it robbery to join us today. God bless you. Amen.